let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Rave reviews for Did You Hear Danny Devlin's Dead? After a robbery goes awry, a worldlike criminal ends up dead in the second installment of the popular Tommy Palmer series by William Singley. Set in Atlantic City, the story involved Palmer, a semi-retired detective, former beat cop, served in Vietnam, throw in a jazz club, unions, cops, other fringe dwellers, and what's described as a pilot as tight as a plot that's as tight as a solved Rubik's Cube, and you've got, well, a can't-put-down thriller. William Singley grew up in the Atlantic City area, served in both the 82nd and 101st Airborne Divisions, the latter in Vietnam, 1967, as a combat correspondent. Two of his stories were foundations of Medal of Honor winners. On his return, he earned a master's degree in Southeast Asian Studies, won the prestigious Samuel Goldwyn Literary Award at UCLA. Traveled extensively, worked in the Central African Republic, nearly died from malaria contracted in the former Spanish Guinea. After a career working for two international airlines, he retired with his family, currently resides in Southern California, close to the ocean. That's the place to be. He's the author of the Tommy Palmer series and other books. William Singley, author of Did You Hear? Danny Devlin's Dead. He's our guest on This Week in America, by the way, another Tommy Palmer story. William, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Glad to be here, Rick.
Retired close to the ocean. That's the place to be. And we've got a picture of you. The video version of this is up on YouTube. Enjoying the ocean out there. I mean, being able to do that and to tell these delightful stories that have people waiting for more. Where did this whole concept of Tommy Palmer begin from? Where did it start? This is the second in the series, Danny Devlin's Dead. Where did this come from, the idea for Palmer?
It became, from a very intentional way, agents told me that publishing companies like to have series characters, so people will buy the first book and the second book.
Yes.
And, you know, they make it come out like people look forward to the third book. A lot of people have been very successful with people like Travis McGee series, and I'm trying to think of some others at the moment. But that's why I did it. And I had Tommy Palmer. I invented him as the detective living in Honolulu who goes back to Philadelphia to help his buddy. And this is in the book called The Good Seats. It's about professional football corruption in the city of Philadelphia. And it's kind of a thriller. Ends up in Eagle Stadium during a blizzard. There's like a shootout between Palmer and the evil man who was a college professor. And I liked that. I liked the Palmer thing. So I changed it. I had to move from Hawaii back to Atlantic City, where he grew up and knows a lot of people. And from there, I did the Danny Devlin's Dead. And it's really based on a live criminal who did die. But I don't want to use his real name.
But interesting.
It's about the bars and the bad guys in Atlantic City and the things that go on. And the main villain in it is a bar owner who wants to be Italian mafia type guy, but he's just used by people to do dirty work for them.
Interesting.
He ends up murdering a prostitute and another person, and Palmer gets involved because the singer in his jazz club, Tommy likes her. He likes jazz music. He's an older guy now. So he looks after her, and he ends up protecting her when the evil cafe owner comes after her. So that's how it goes. And there's a big chase through the parking lots of Atlantic City. And it ends up with Palmer's thinking he saved her life, but I won't say how it ends because there's an unusual ending to it. But that's the second Tommy Palmer story.
You know, as people read the book, the reviews, one says it's like he really captured Atlantic City and he really knows these characters. It's almost like he actually knows these characters in real life. Are any of these characters based on anybody that you remember from Atlantic City?
Yes. Yes, a lot of them. A lot of them are.
Did you ever think...
The Good Crook, Danny Devlin, The Good Crook, is based on a real live character who was robbing a fur storage building on the boardwalk, and his friend from high school was the cop who arrested him. So it's kind of, and he was a good guy. He wasn't a bad cop, you know, a bad criminal. He didn't murder people. So anyway, that's the basis of that. That's a real historic basis for that, real life basis for that person.
The story that we're talking.
Tommy Palmer, the actual Tommy Palmer, is based on a fellow I worked with at Western Airlines who was an ex-Marine who had fought at the Chosin Reservoir during the Korean War. And I really liked him, and he died accidentally. And I was sorry to see that happen to him, but he was such a good character. I kind of used his traits to, you know, make him come alive in the books.
This book is the second in the series. I'll give you all this information here. This book is titled Did You Hear Danny Devlin's Dead by William Singley,
right.
The author, Singley. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. As I mentioned, William has written a number of other books, several of those in the Tommy Palmer series. Those are all available at the author's page at Amazon. I'll direct you there to get all the information so you can start and read through the series. What's that like as an author when you know going in this is going to be a series, so you can really develop a character? You don't have to finish the story at the end of the book because it's going to be continued. I would think that's a lot of freedom from an author, isn't it? Because you really can develop other stories, not just for one book.
Well, that's the idea of the revolving character.
Yes. Yes.
You want to, and it's hard to come up with ideas for them. That's the problem.
Well, yes. Yes. I guess saying that, okay, in one book it's done, you can go on to something else. Now you've got to come up with book two, but you've done that. You've got this very vivid imagination and you've brought this world to life there. When you're talking about the original book in the series, the Good Seats, which I think was published back in 2009, all of these sound like a motion picture. Any thoughts about,
yes.
a TV series? Yes. Okay. Tell us about it. Cause that
yes,
would be
I've
great.
Had, I've had, I had a movie agent, his name's escaping me right now.
And he was interested.
That's what happens. I was with William Morris, by the way. William Morris and I signed a 3-year contract back, but this was for my book called Hookup, which is based on my time in the 82nd Airborne. And it's really a good book. It's really one of the top books I wrote. You don't hear much about it, but I marketed through Fort Bragg and military magazines and so forth. And I can't think of the other agent's name. But Ivan Green agency in Hollywood, and he sent my movie ideas and treatments and screenplays around the various producers in Hollywood. He's an old time Hollywood type agent. Nice man.
Well,
if you ask that, yes.
I hope that happens.
I have written movies based on these characters.
This is very visual, and you mentioned the story with the playing in Eagle Stadium and the shootout and the whole thing. And that just that comes to life as you're talking about it. The book is marketed by Global Summit House, by the way. That's a publishing and marketing company that caters to the author's needs. That's Global Summit House. William, talk about what you're working on now. There's been a third episode of Tommy Palmer out there that's available. Are you working on another one in the series?
I actually just finished. I just finished a Tommy Palmer. He's an older Tommy Palmer. This is my new book called Camp Boardwalk. And sometimes we couldn't even get ice. Camp Boardwalk is based on Atlantic City during World War II. The whole town was changed into an army base, and all the hotels were taken over, and two of the hotels became a famous, the Thomas England General Hospital, where hundreds, literally thousands of wounded were treated during the World War II. And Tommy Palmer shows up in this hospital, even though he's he's a young Tommy Palmer. He's 23 years old. He's a real young Tommy Palmer, and I'm marketing him as Tommy Palmer's father, the one who does all the detective work in Atlantic City. But I like it. It's turned out to be a pretty good book.
Well, we'll look forward to that, but we'll enjoy the other Tommy Palmer books, the stories that are out there. The one specifically, Did You Hear Danny Devlin's Dead? We're talking about on the program today with the author William Singley. Were there any influences that you had growing up at high school, college, whatever, that really encouraged you to write? Where did this whole concept of you writing and doing it so well, where did that begin for you?
Well, I was a bad student in high school, but I really enjoyed English and, you know, literature.
Yes.
So that I focused on that. And then when I was in the 82nd, I used to write letters, and I would write a letter, but you didn't have time to finish it. So you hold it and then write some more later. I kind of got used to that. I liked that. And then I got out and went to LaSalle College, luckily to get in. Went to LaSalle College, and Brother Francis there was the English professor, and he really encouraged me to go ahead and write. And I really started then trying to write short stories and poetry and other things. Didn't do a movie at that point.
This book is
that's how I really got started,
and then evolved into the books that William has, and you'll find those at his author's page on Amazon.com, and we got a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about your writing style, maybe influences as you were growing up in reading books that you would like to sort of emulate today. Who were some of the people that influenced you? Some of the writers.
Well, we hung around a candy shop in Atlantic, in Ventnor, and actually in Margie, and they had paperbacks, and I used to read the paperbacks, James T. Farrell's Studs Lonigan.
Oh, yes.
And I read Faulkner books, Jimmy Breslin's books, and I like urban writers. That's if you can use that as a word. And the Travis McGee series were very easy to read series. And that's what I was hoping with Tommy Palmer, to get a popular Travis McGee series written by John McDonald. And then the other books that I like are Michael Conley, John Gregory Dunn, and even Graham Greene becomes more serious, and Faulkner and Thomas Pynchon were serious writers. But I like writing. I'm in charge of writing.
Yes,
why I like it. I'm in charge. I can make it go whichever way I want.
That's your world. And because of that, I want to talk a little bit about the process, because you talk to some writers and they come up with this outline. It's very rigid. Then they sit down and they fill it in following the outline. And others say, you know, I develop these characters. I know them. They know me. They'll guide the story. How do you work from a strict format, or do you sort of go with the flow as you're writing and creating this world?
Well, you do both. You start with an idea.
Yes.
For example, a book I wrote called The Southern Sky, which is really a good book. It's a history, a historical novel set in Saigon in 1928. But a woman, or girl at the time, or lady at the time, challenged me and said she didn't think I could write a book about a woman. So I decided I could. So I took a historical event. I know my history well in Southeast Asia. I've been around and have a degree in the history. But I took an incident. It's a true incident of the labor bad guy in Saigon is murdered during Tet, which is the famous New Year's for the Chinese. And I took that and I wrote around that, and I placed a female doctor in his path as the story developed. And she was a doctor in 1928, and the only reason she was a doctor in 1928 is so many physicians were killed in World War I that they needed medical medical people. So through her father's influence, she became a doctor, and she didn't like practicing medicine in Lyon, France. So she shipped out to Saigon, where her father had been a doctor, and he had died of a fever. So she arrives over there, and then a big love story starts. It's good history, you know, written as a, like a not traumatic love story, but a tragic love story.
Yes.
Called The Southern Sky, and I highly recommend that. It has nothing to do with Palmer, crime, anything. It has to do with the corrupt French government, French colonial government in Saigon in 1928.
Yeah, and that's The Southern Sky that was published, I believe, in my notes here, 2017. You'll find all that information at Amazon. And again, when you look up William Singley's book, you can look up the new one, Did You Hear Danny Devlin's Dead, that we're talking about on the program. You go to the author's page, you'll get all of this, including the latest book coming out in the Tommy Palmer series. All this information, by the way, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you mentioned your background, a master's degree, as I said, in Southeast Asia studies. The background you had as a war correspondent in Vietnam, that's really not only shaped you as a person, but as a writer as well, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Very, very much so.
Yes. Talk about as a combat correspondent at what was just a brutal time over there. How difficult was that?
Let me say this. I'll be honest. I didn't have a brutal time. I enjoyed what I was doing. I was afraid most of the time, but I knew that I was enjoying it, and I knew if I lived, that I'd have a great experience. So I never really was mortared. I was never really under being ambushed or anything. I was very lucky in my job. There were 10 people in our unit, and 3 of them got killed. So I consider myself to be very lucky, and I had close calls, which I won't bore you with now. But anyway, I liked it, and my stories and pictures were in Stars and Stripes, the well-known military newspaper.
Oh, yes, yes.
And they were also in American newspapers around the country.
And 2 of those stories that William wrote were Foundations of Medal of Honor winners. You have to take great pride in that what you did was sort of start this process.
Well, what I did was I wrote them up for the brigade newspaper. The Screaming Eagle was the name of the brigade newspaper, and I wrote them up for there after they freshly happened. And so I put in what happened. I interviewed the people that Major Brady rescued in the monsoon, flying in and out of the storm. I interviewed them, and the other one for Andy Anderson. I met him, I was in Tokyo on TBY when I said Stars and Stripes, and I was I used to go visit the 101st wounded in the hospitals around in Tokyo. And I'm in one, and I'm walking down this aisle in the hospital, and there's Andy Anderson, who I knew at Fort Bragg years ago. Wow. And he's got no legs and one arm. And he's one of the greatest guys I've ever run into. So we started talking. I remembered him from Bragg. He remembered me. And he told me in details what happened to him when his artillery battery was overrun by the, I don't think it was NVA. It might have been DC. But he ended up saving some people and had his legs blown up from a Viet Cong mortar. And he lost his arm with he picked up a enemy grenade to throw it out of their hut area. And the grenade went off in his hand. And he survived. They thought he was dead, but he survived. And he went on to lead a normal life. He became a television repairman. I can't think of what city he's originally from, but he was a nice, really a good guy.
Well, and what you did, again, the Foundation for the Medal of Honor, but 2 of those that went on to become Medal of Honor winners. The book that we're talking about specifically, and I'm going to, well, let me mention these. With the Good Seeds 2009, a Tommy Palmer story, that's still available. The second book in the series we're talking about, Did You Hear Danny Devlin's Dead? A Tommy
right.
Palmer story. And then what, 3rd, Valley High Enchantment Spa in 2017.
Yeah.
And then you're working on the new one, Camp Boardwalk, and sometimes we couldn't even get ice.
I'm not working on it. It's done.
Done.
It's for sale. On Amazon.
Okay,
Amazon.
And that's out there as well. Okay, so you've got, if you're not familiar with the Tommy Palmer story, you can start and go one all the way through all four in the series and watch him age and watch all of the stories unfold before your very eyes. That this great world that William is brought to life there, and hopefully we'll see it in a movie form here at some point. So this number four is done. What are you working on right now?
I'm retiring.
Forever?
No. I'm having I'm having an idea of writing something about contemporary politics here in the U.S. the way things are now. I just have a vague idea in my mind. I'd like to promote something else, if I may.
Sure, please.
I have a trilogy. It wasn't written as a trilogy, but the first book in the trilogy is called Down Beach, and that's about growing up in the Atlantic City area. The second book in the trilogy is The Hookup. That's the one about the 82nd Airborne.
Oh, yes.
And the third book in the trilogy is Mother's Day, a war story. And that's my book about being in Vietnam and things that happened in Vietnam. And I think it has a great title, Mother's Day. You don't think of that as a war story. But that's the third one. And every one of those is a young guy trying to survive and get through school and get through the war, that sort of thing. So there's a trilogy there, which I promote as a trilogy.
And again, you'll find all of that if you go to William's author's page on Amazon, William Singley. That's N-I-S-I-N-G-L-E-Y. And you'll see his picture there as he's enjoying, in retirement, he's enjoying the ocean. Looks like a great life out there. And you can relax and get some creative ideas and continue to write more books. This is the second in the series, the Tommy Palmer stories. Did you hear Danny Devlin's dead? William, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we can do this again. Best of luck with everything. Thank you for being on the program. Congratulations on the success of this series and all the other books that you've written.
Thank you, Rick. You did a good job. Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate you coming on and talking about the books, by the way, marketed by Global Summit House, a publishing and marketing company that caters to the author's needs. The author on our program, William P. Singley, S-I-N-G-L-E-Y, book available at Amazon, the usual places of all of the books that William has written. And you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on to the author's page, get all of that information. You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.